Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. It's hour number two as we follow a game that many stations have preempted us for. So if you are hearing us, hey, that makes me feel good. But we are also watching said game. It's between the Bills and the Texans here, some Thursday night football. A game that I think a lot of us thought, okay, Buffalo, you know, they're 7-3, but something's been a little off there, but they'll figure it out. And they're going to go play the Texans, and the Texans are 5-5, and, you know, they're not starting C.J. Stroud. He's still hurt. Davis Mills, you know, how good's he going to be? So you turn in this game, or you tune into this game. And right away, you know, maybe things look a little off for the Buffalo Bills, as they have been. Not that things were going to miraculously get better in this game. But the Texans have the ball first, and they punt, and then the Bills, they scored. They were, you know, moving the ball a little bit, but then it was a big 45-yard run for James Cook that got him into the end zone, missed the extra point. Okay, and then Houston had a field goal. Good for them. Bills punt. Houston punts, Bills a field goal, then Houston scores. And then there's an interception. Josh Allen throws an interception. Actually, it was the drive before that when I started to think something might be happening here. There was a face mask. Davis Mills had the ball. Woody Marks went the other way. Mills just kind of got what he could, which was a 3-4 yard gain. And then he was dragged down from a face mask. And I thought those are not the kind of mistakes that you can make, you know, if you're trying to win this game against a team that they're going to come out and they're going to play. Houston's playing like their season's on the line, which it very much could be, and is. They're 5-5. They need to start winning some of these games. They've got the Colts coming up. They've got the Chiefs coming up, and they got the Bills here. You've got to make the most of your opportunities. You at least are going to get to play teams that are above you or next to you in the standings. So a win helps, but it also double helps because you're then bringing down or leapfrogging other teams that are near you. So big game for the Texans. And the Texans have been playing good defense throughout most of the season. That is showing up tonight. The Bills just had a huge third down conversion. A pass to Shakir, who then somehow ran the 11 yards he needed to get the first. They're facing a 4th-and-10 now. It's a field goal attempt, and it is good. So it is a 4-point game. Could be a 3-point game if Prater made that first extra point attempt that he had. But it is a 4-point game, and the Bills are trailing with 5:54 to go, 23-19. So we'll talk some AFC playoffs here. There's some other stuff I do want to talk about that's on my rundown, as it were. But if the Bills lose this game, I imagine we will be hearing a lot from several members of Bills Nation. And you can always jump in on the show at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Social media, you can find me on Bart Winkler, at Bart Winkler, or at Bart Winkler Show. Depending on the platform. I'm not sure where I am, what
place, so just try both.
And if there's another Bart Winkler already, be like, hey, bro, give the account to Bart Winkler and not you, also Bart Winkler. And sorry I said bro. My kid's been saying bro a lot, and then we've been saying bro to each other. And so I do think it's going to seep into my normal lexicon, and I don't love that, but, you know, those are some of the things you have to kind of deal with. I swear pretty much every other word in my normal daily life, and I'm able to put a wall between that, so hopefully I can put a bro wall up and not just say bro all the gosh darn time. See? Can do that there. All right, so in the AFC, we're going to look at this Bills and Texans game, and the results are going to be very telling on what may happen in the next couple of weeks in the AFC. But we also have a lot of other games coming up in this conference, games that are going to have a big say into how things do get settled. Now, there's a couple of teams with a bye. You do have the Broncos and the Chargers both off. For what it's worth, Commanders have a bye week this week, and so do the Dolphins. But the Broncos and the Chargers, two teams in the AFC West, of course, and two teams that are currently the 1 and 6 seeds in the AFC. You've got the New England Patriots in action against Cincinnati. This is in Cincinnati. This should be a winnable game for them. There is a chance Joe Burrow plays. He practiced yesterday. They downplayed it. He practiced again today. Bengals are saying and reports are saying that he looks good. So whether they bring him back or not, we will find out. The Bengals, if they're trying to keep their season alive, need to bring him back, but it might be too late. They've lost 7 of their last 8. They still have, I mean, some of the schedule here. They end with the Dolphins, Cardinals, and Browns. So they could win those games, but they needed some more wins out of Joe Flacco once they traded for him. They have the Patriots, Ravens, and Bills coming up. So if they win those games, they're 3-7 now. And if they win the next 3, they would have 6 wins and 7 losses. So they would be 6-7. Hold for applause. Hold for groaning. Hold for groaning turned into acceptance. And we'll find out what happens there. So should Joe Burrow come back? He's going to come back and play at some point this season. So if you think that he's ready this week, I mean, you don't want to risk re-injury, but if you think that he's ready this week, you should bring him back while you still have at least a chance. They would have to run the table to be 10-7. Stranger things have happened, although that would be pretty strange. But again, if they can get him back, beat New England, beat the Ravens on Thanksgiving night, beat the Bills, who I don't know what's going on with them, then they play the Ravens again. I mean, they've got some destiny that they can control with the Dolphins, Cardinals, and Browns. If they are 7-7 and have the Dolphins, Cardinals, and Browns, you're going to be like, oh, okay, this could actually happen, especially after I've won 4 games in a row. But we'll see what happens there. Tennessee's out. Cleveland's out. The Jets are out. The Raiders are out. The Bengals, I just mentioned. The Dolphins have a bye. They're 4-7. They are playing as if they're still alive. They've got the Saints and Jets coming up the next 2 weeks. They could all of a sudden in 2 weeks be a 6-win team with 7 losses. They could be 6-7. Pause for you did it again, really. Louder groan. Pause for groan, not acceptance. Pause for what else is on turn the station. So we'll see. I mean, again, but the Dolphins play the Bengals also later in the season, a game which is scheduled for a Sunday night that nobody thinks is going to stay there. But if you've got these two teams that all of a sudden just won a bunch of games in a row, that would actually be a very compelling game. And almost a de facto elimination game, depending on what happens in front of them. The Baltimore Ravens are in action. They have the Jets this weekend. They should continue their winning ways. That would put them at 6-5. The Steelers are the team they're chasing in the AFC North. They have the Bears. The Bears want revenge on Aaron Rodgers for what game? How about for the 23 games they've lost against him? They are 23-4 against Chicago, or Rodgers is at least, in his career. All of those games coming with Green Bay. Rodgers is hurt. He broke some bones in his non-throwing wrist, his left wrist. But if he can play, he will play. I fully expect him to play. I can't really fathom a way that Aaron Rodgers is going to sit out of this football game. Now, he could risk further injury, of course, but that is something that you risk any time that you go out there, and it is the Bears. He's been downplaying it a little bit this week. Let bygones be bygones. He's saying a lot. I mean, that's you know, Aaron Rodgers, I don't really see eye to eye with him on a lot of things. And I was a little fatigued of Aaron Rodgers as a Packer fan. Okay, go play somewhere else, please. But the one thing that there's a couple that I've liked. I think he's a good teammate. I think he did a great job, supporting small businesses during the pandemic. I think that he did a really good job being a great teammate to Jordan Love. There's a lot of good things that I think Aaron Rodgers does. I just think he thinks he's smarter than he really is, and I think he thinks he's smarter than everybody else, unlike me, who actually is smart and smarter than a lot of people. I say it where it's still like, is he joking? I'm not, but I say it in a way where it sounds like I might be. Rodgers says it in a way that kind of makes him seem like a D-bag. Although he would probably be a better hang than me. You get me at a party, I like to blend into a chair. I don't really like to do it.
That's funny because I say the same thing about my wife. She's an ottoman, just a piece of furniture. Yeah. She's there.
I want to be there, but I want to be comfortable. I don't like talking. Which isn't that weird?
Considering it's what you do for a living? No.
It's my job.
I don't see that that's weird at all because you feel like you're working when you're not working.
Even like I was having a conversation with my wife today and we were talking for 10 minutes. I was like, I need a break. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I just need a break after 10 minutes like I have here.
Yeah. Just like when your wife starts to get into that, hold that thought. Let's continue this conversation on the other side of the break and then just pause. And she's going to look around the room like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, that'll be my new approach. Okay. I can have, because even when I have conversations here, you know, we have a guest. Memory is foggy, but I do feel like we've had guests on this show.
Yeah, about a month ago.
Oh, we had one last week. We did. We had Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that. I wasn't here. That still counts on my record.
Yes, it does. I should say, okay, you know, and I'll ask some questions. Like, I think we got time for one more before I have to cut this short. I'll bring that in, and then I can have multiple conversations with multiple people. And everyone will be like, oh, Bart was, you know, social butterfly, and I can leave them wanting more. That's kind of the key. I don't know how many times on a 4-hour radio show I leave you with wanting more. Oh, that was either just the right amount or 3.5 hours too much. So I don't know how much I can leave you wanting more. Okay, that's what's happening back to the AFC North. That's what's happening there as the Ravens, again, with the Jets and the Steelers with the Bears. So let's take a look at some of the other teams, and we'll go the other way. Because, again, the Broncos have off, but New England is in action this weekend. They have the Bengals, as I mentioned. Jamar Chase suspended. Either if Joe Burrow plays or not, no Jamar Chase because he spit on somebody. At least that's what the video showed from my vantage point. The Patriots are on their way to making the playoffs. It's just a matter of, are they going to win the AFC East or not? That is going to get a big boost if they watch the Bills lose here tonight. It's 23-19. Bills are getting the ball back. So we'll see how that one plays out. No Keon Coleman again tonight. A healthy scratch again. I don't know what's going on there, but
it's discipline. Disciplinary issues.
What did he do? Did he go out in Vegas and not puke because he can handle his alcohol better than that and get suspended for around CeeDee Lamb style? Or
I don't think it's a Jordan situation where he went to AC for the weekend. No, but apparently Keon Coleman was like late to team meetings, so they're just like really making an example out of him. But he has missed like four times like a game periods. Like he's missed a quarter. They've suspended him last week. Not suspended him. They, you know, just sat, held him out. They held him out today. This is fourth time in 2 years.
Mm. Not good.
What you want.
Got to clean that up. Got to clean that up. If you're Keon Coleman, got to clean that up. The Bills we'll talk more about. Jacksonville we'll talk more about. And then right now we'll talk about Jacksonville. They're the 7 seed, and they are trying to keep off Kansas City, which they could do. They beat Kansas City. So Jacksonville right now sits at 7. They're 6-4. Kansas City's 5-5. The difference in those records is Jacksonville beating Kansas City on a Monday night. Jacksonville's schedule is favorable at this point. They've got the Cardinals this weekend, who, again, you know they're going to score 22 points, so outscore them. They have the Titans still twice. They've got the Jets. They have the Broncos a little later, and then they have the Colts twice. So they still could make a say for the AFC South. But they, again, it's not terrible. A lot of these teams at the top of the standings have already played the Titans. Jacksonville still gets a crack at them twice. The only win the Titans have on the season is when they had a weird miracle comeback against Arizona. I really would not bet on them to win another game here the rest of the way. And I think Jacksonville, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's another, but I don't, they have not been playing like it, and they needed a miracle to win the first time around. And then you do get to those Chiefs. Okay. Right now tied with the Ravens at 5-5 and tied with the Texans, who we're going to find out here. It's a 2-minute drive for Buffalo. But the Chiefs, it's been rough. It's been rough. And it's been rough because it's been a lot different than what it was a year ago. I mentioned the stat the other day. Last year in one score games, the Chiefs were 12-0. That's almost impossible. And it looked like they had found a way to combat luck. And that's what we said going into the Super Bowl. If you're going to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, Philadelphia has to outscore them and do it quickly and blow them out. And they did. Because in a close game, Kansas City, it's learned behavior. They will find a way to beat you. This year, not the case. They're 0-5. Here's a stat. The Chiefs offense in close and late scenarios. So game's close and it's late in the game. You can kind of figure out what that is. They determined that they've had 11 snaps in those scenarios. And on those plays where they're at the end of the game trying to come back and be the Chiefs about it, Mahomes is 2-for-10 passing, 29 yards, and has taken a sack. So in these, he's got to have it. Like, okay, the Chiefs get the ball back. They got three plays, got to have it. And these got to have it plays at the end of the games, the Chiefs have had 11 of those snaps, resulting in a net of 13 yards. Their offensive success rate in this late game scenario is the lowest of any team over the last 8 years. So they are uncharacteristically struggling for the average team, but to see the Chiefs play like this, especially after how we saw them play a year ago, the 12-0 record in close games, it really is nothing short of shocking. It really is nothing short of shocking as Josh Allen goes down. Oh, my gosh. This has felt all night, like ever since that face mask that I talked about, this has felt all night like the Texans were going to win this game. It's going to be a 3rd and long here now. If the Bills do come back, that will be an escape trick. That will be an escape trick. They need a touchdown here. Remember that missed extra point. So we're going to talk about that one coming up, find out how that one goes. But that's a look in the first hour with the NFC, with the second hour here with the AFC. That's kind of a look at what you are in for this weekend on what is going to be another interesting weekend of NFL football. I think the most compelling game on the weekend slate is, well, maybe Steelers-Bears. Maybe Steelers-Bears. Eagles-Cowboys, this is kind of like their last chance. Okay, are we going to make Thanksgiving a little more interesting for us? Buccaneers and Rams on a Sunday night could go a long way. And Panthers-Niners, I think, is also maybe to see, like, okay, Panthers, are you going to be a part of this mix or are you not? 3rd and 20 for the Bills. We'll talk about it on the other side. 888-710-4476. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
All right, let's watch this one end. That's what we're doing here. This compelling game, which has caught a lot of our attention. The Texans have a 23-19 lead on the Bills. Bills had a 4th-and-27 when Josh Allen hit Josh Palmer about 10 yards short of the sticks, maybe even more, but it was a called lateral, and Khalil Shakir got it and got the first down. The Bills are now facing a 4th-and-6. And the pass has been caught by a Houston Texan. But there is a flag! Oh, man! Why won't this game end? I just want to talk about this game. Pass interference on the offense. That penalty is declined. It's over. 18 seconds on the clock. It is over.
I believe I had this game correct.
Wow! Yeah, you had the Texans to cover. You didn't say Moneyline Magic, did you?
No, I had the points.
Wow! This changes a lot
in
the AFC.
I told you this Texans defense is legit.
They are quite legit. I mean, they made Josh Allen. This was on par with what the Eagles did to Jared Goff last week. They got to him repeatedly. They sacked him 8 times. You know who had a big night tonight? And Bills fans, it's driving them nuts. Tim Settle. Tim Settle played with the Bills in 2022 and 2023. He had 1 sack per season with Buffalo, and he played almost every game. He had a sack tonight. Tim Settle had 2 tackles for losses, a quarterback hit. Man, 8 sacks. 2.5 for Will Anderson Jr. Danielle Hunter had 2. 4.5 sacks from the rest of the squad, including the one from Settle. Josh Allen was sacked 8 times for a loss of 70 yards. 3 of those sacks came on third downs. 3 of those sacks came on third downs. So I know, based on the experience of doing this show, that we do have more, at least callers, from the Buffalo and Western New York market than the Houston area. Not that we don't get, you know, people from Houston. And I'm saying that because I know that we will talk Buffalo Bills a little bit here tonight. But I wonder, like, what is the bigger result? Is it the Bills losing or is it the Texans winning? Carlos, I would say top of my head, it's the Bills losing. Now that I know this game was in Houston.
Correct.
And they started Davis Mills, but they started Davis Mills without CJ Stroud again. The Houston Texans have now won. They've won three in a row. They've won four of their last five. They've won six of their last eight. This is a team that started 0-3 with losses to the Rams, Buccaneers, and Jaguars, all teams with 500 or better records.
All teams that are probably going to make the postseason, too.
Most likely. And then now, as I'm just pulling up the standings here, if you have the Bills dropping to 7-4 and the Texans going up to 6-5, the Bills, look, they're still in contention for the AFC East. They still are. The Patriots, again, have a winnable game against Cincinnati, Joe Burrow or not. They still will play each other another time this season. But before you can think about winning in New England, you got to think about winning in Houston, which you can't do. Houston, in that AFC South, is now 6-5, where Jacksonville's 6-4. And the other thing this does is it puts another team in play ahead of the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos, man, if that comes true. Ahead of the Ravens, and if the Ravens can retake the AFC North, then ahead of the Steelers. The Houston Texans, I think a lot of us thought, well, they could be a playoff team. They are AFC South champions, you know, enough times over their history since they came into the league. But once they went 0-3, and with all this CJ Stroud injury nonsense, we thought, okay, this is, you know, we kind of wrote them off, but they didn't write back. And so I still think, like, it's a shocking result because the Bills lost. The Bills were the favorite and they lost. So yes, it is a surprising result. And while I will probably say that this is the conversation is going to center more around the Bills lost than the Texans win, I don't think it should be like an 80-20 gap. I think that the Texans deserve a lot of the conversation tonight and tomorrow and into the weekend. Because this is a big win for them without their quarterback. That defense, if they can make some hay, it puts them right back into the conversation of a playoff spot. And again, it's also who they go in front of. So this was this kind of result, Carlos, again, really kind of changed the balance of what we thought coming into tonight.
Yeah, it changes the balance in the terms of the conference. But I also think it solidifies who we think that the Bills should be. Like, everyone has the idea that Buffalo is going to, like, waltz into the playoffs. This is not the same Buffalo team we've seen the last 3 years. Maybe Lou from Rochester is finally right about Sean McDermott, you know, needing to get ousted. Maybe they need a new voice in there. But something is just not jiving, where Buffalo it's beatable. They're... I don't want to say they're a mid-team because they're still 7-4, but there are obvious flaws with this team. Josh Allen plays too much hero ball. Other than James Cook, there's not really a weapon that he can rely on. The receivers are a bunch of twos. Keon Coleman's is winding up being a healthy scratch because of disciplinary reasons. Dawson Knox has been, or was it Dalton Kincaid, has been out of the lineup. But those two tight ends are almost interchangeable with each other. It's like, even if you have both of them starting, these guys didn't pan out to what they thought they were going to be. And then their defense has been, pretty much maligned for the entire season. I mean, Matt Milano's been up and down all year. So Buffalo, I think they're getting away with more based on reputation. If we're looking at them just this season, they're in the middle of the pack for a reason. And I think this just pretty much cements that the Patriots are going to win the AFC East. Now, obviously, there's still a chance for Buffalo to get the division. But they got some work to do. And again, you're losing to Houston, which, no disrespect, I think their defense is great. I just talked about the fact that they're the number one defense in the NFL. A lot of metrics are in the top five. But Davis Mills was the quarterback that you faced. So maybe we should start to pump the brakes on Buffalo a little bit. That window has gotten a lot tighter in terms of their Super Bowl contention.
Look, I have told this anecdote before, and there's been a lot of things in my career that, you know, I've been miffed by or felt jilted. But some of those were like personal things that, like, you know, this is not. But it made me so mad because it happened so often when I would interview people doing radio in Milwaukee about the Packers. And I would say, look, there's a lot of problems with the Packers this year. We don't like the defense. We don't like the special teams. We're worried about the offensive line. And we would have on National Voices. And they would always just say, but do you have Aaron Rodgers? I thought it was so lazy. And it was dismissive. Because, yeah, we have Aaron Rodgers. And he can mask a lot of the ills. And he did. He did. A lot of those Packer teams went a lot farther than they should have. There was a team, I think it was the 2016 team, that went to the NFC Championship game, had no business being there. That was Rodgers single-handedly putting the team on his back, but then he can only take them so far. And that is what I'm seeing with the Buffalo Bills. Because how many people around Western New York thought, is this really a Super Bowl team? We have issues here. We're concerned about this. We're not feeling good about this. And I'm sure that people in Buffalo chatted with them. And then the conversation was, but do you have Josh Allen? And yet Hero Ball and Josh Allen Ball can take you far, but it can only take you so far. And the Bills have had better teams than this. They made a lot of mistakes tonight. Getting sacked 8 times is not good, no matter who you're playing against. There was a face mask against Davis Mills that really sparked the drive they had their first touchdown on. When that happened, as I was watching that on Highway 94 in my car on my dash, I swerved out of the oncoming traffic because I had gone into the wrong lane. But when I came back over, I thought, man, that is probably, like, Houston could win this game here. Houston's got the opportunity to win this game. And then they kept getting the little things done. And even though Houston couldn't convert on a lot of, they didn't have to. Their defense was always there, series after series, to stop Buffalo. It was the kickoff return that they had at the end of the first half. And then they had a long James Cook run on a fourth down, I think. I'll have to double check on that. But that was, Josh Allen. You depended on Josh Allen. You're depending on Josh Allen. Josh Allen did not do much. Oh, it was a third down. Did not do much. So what happens if you rely on one guy and then that one guy can't get the ball off? That one guy can't get the ball to his receivers? That one guy's getting sacked 8 times? You're going to lose. So again, a lot of the credit needs to go to Houston. Any disparaging of Buffalo, whether we're going to say it or not, credit is going to Houston in that. But there's going to be a lot of talk about Buffalo. And we'll keep that going coming up. 888-710-4476. 888-710, that's 4ISN. Let's get an update. Here is Marco Belletti.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Carlos Ortiz alongside Kevin Bunk is here as well. Marco Belletti, you just heard with the update, and you just heard that the Houston Texans beat the Buffalo Bills 23-19. Davis Mills, 16 of 30 for 153 yards and two touchdowns. Pretty good. On the other side for Buffalo, Josh Patrick Allen, not so good. He was sacked eight times, 24 of 34, 253 yards and two scores. Greg is in Michigan. Why do you call him Josh Elvis Allen again? I think you told me once, and I maybe didn't listen. Why do you call him that?
El Bardo, it's the warrior, Mr. Positive. I'm devastated because his hero is mine. He loves Elvis. I love Elvis. I am numb. I'm going to cry. You don't realize. Oh, my God, I'm devastated.
Cry?
Yeah. Yeah.
About so, loss?
Art Alliance yeah. on your team or not?
Pardon?
Are the Lions still your team? Because, you know, the Bills lost, not the Bills lost.
Yeah, but you know better than, you know, I put on a facade. I like the Lions, but there's just something about Josh Elvis that he is so talented, and he had no support, no blocking, eight times sacked, like you said. I'm crying. I'm getting calls from my brother Chris in California, and I'm going to yell at Dan Patrick tomorrow, and I'm devastated. So forgive me, El Bardo.
You know, this isn't ancient Greece. They're not going to kill him after he loses the gladiator match, Greg.
I'm devastated, El Bardo. I'm going to go to my bedroom and cry. Everybody, please go for your dreams. Thank you, Alberto. I'm devastated. Good night.
What the hell?
I don't know. Are we sure the Lions are his team? I mean, usually he calls and it's... We could be talking about Saskatoon and he'll bring it back to Detroit somehow. For the Bills to lose and you be so viscerally affected by that, I know fan is short for fanatic.
It is.
I'm sorry. That's not normal.
Well, he's also Mr. Positive.
Not this case. The dude, he was Mr. Oh, I didn't have a clever name in my mind. It's not negative. It's Mr. Mr. What?
He's Mr. Depressed or Mr. Downtrodden or Mr.
I like
Eeyore. Sounded like Eeyore.
Eeyore, yeah.
Well, hey, Winnie the Pooh. It's a sunny day out. Hello, rain.
Hey, you want to go to a party?
This probably just be serving house liquor. Not the good stuff.
You know, I would. I'm trying to think like in my head.
Only
I would
two
almost
slices
think
of
that,
pizza left.
And I can't have the last one because you got to save it for the host.
Oh, there's pineapple on it.
I think that, hey. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing right with it either, pineapple.
In fact, I think I might get a pineapple pepperoni this weekend. Hey, thank you for the motivation.
If that's what you're into, sure.
Yeah, I am going to get that. And Me and my wife, you know, I've told you on accident that we call each other honey. And we used to say, what do you want for dinner? And one of us would say, let's get the honey special. And that would be a pizza delivered with pineapple and pepperoni. But now, anytime we order a pizza, it's got to be cheese. Otherwise, my kid will hold us hostage. But cheese is good, too. I put some jardiniere on it, and we got some pepperoni in the fridge. I almost think, like, more than half of Greg's calls, Mr. Positive, are negative or worry. I think Greg's a bit of a worrier.
You think?
Yeah. We got to be positive. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you can't call yourself Mr. Positive and come through like Eeyore, you know, 51% of your calls.
The Texans have a good team.
They got a great defense, that's for sure.
The Bills will still make the playoffs.
Yeah, you could put the question mark there.
Let's look more into that coming up. Blake's in Alberta. Hey, Blake.
Hey, Bert. First time caller, long time listener. How's your day going?
All good, Blake. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to talk about Shedeur Sanders with the possibility of him starting.
Well, yeah, he's starting against the Raiders. Quite the battle that will be. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be his one opportunity to prove that he's there to stick, and they should, honestly, they should have been putting him in a lot earlier than this, but.
Are you a big Shedeur fan, or you just want to see him do good, do well?
I just want to see him do good and well.
Yeah, I just want to see it, too. I'm glad we're getting to see it. It's a shame that, you know, the other guy had to get hurt, but I hope he does well. I don't think he's going to, but I hope he does.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the game. Thanks for calling in, Blake.
No problem.
All right, thank Blake. You. Yeah, thank you, in Alberta.
And I hope you guys are both wrong. I picked up Vegas defense, and after what Houston just did to Josh Allen, I don't feel that great about it.
Oh, no, I picked up Vegas defense, too. I think they're going to... I mean, 8 sacks looks going to look like child play.
They better get more than 15 points.
If Dylan Gabriel is healthy enough to play the following week, like what sort of stat line does Shedeur need to have?
Shadur's got to go for he's got to go for 250, two scores, no turnovers. Like, and the Browns have to look functionally, you know, good on defense or on offense. That means Harold Fanning's got to show up a little bit, you know, because it's been him and Njoku. You don't know which one of the tight ends is going to get fed, but the offense has been funneled through the tight end positions. You got to get the receivers involved. Like, Jerry Jeudy's got to make an impact. If Shedeur can, like, open up the offense a little bit, take a deep shot or two, and get that kind of stat line, I think he'll get another start.
180, a touchdown, a pick, and a win. I don't think that gets... Yeah, I don't think it is either. He might only have one shot.
Well, better be like Eminem and don't fumble it.
Yeah, he can't miss his chance to blow.
Mom spaghetti.
This opportunity only comes once in a lifetime. Yo. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.